The first poem is entitled Reverie. The weathered porch sighs under presence of delicate feet. The old woman gropes for her faded wingback chair. Gazing towards the horizon, she is comforted by the gentle sound of waves lapping against the shore. Unsettled, she fusses at the piece of crumpled pink tissue, attempting to form a perfect coiled tip. As she swirls it around her tiny, bony fingers, determined to calm herself, reluctantly, her chest quiets. Mesmerized, she gapes at the reflection on her gown, forming a perfect circle, swirling, twirling. As sun reflects the water from the birdbath, she becomes drowsy. Her restless toes must with the loose strap of her sandal, worn from walking on sea glass encrusted ivory sand. The thin veins line her face, drained. She appears transfixed, watching the graceful movements of her grandson, Kayleen, trapping his catch, hopeful at the promise of breaded salmon sautéed in mustard sauce. She imagines tossing her chopsticks in graceful litany, hands now inert from the persistent toil of laboring in rice fields, her hands quiet finally. She inhales the aroma from a nearby cafe. Her mouth salivates as she remembers indulging in wonton noodles with seasoned chicken. Now a distant memory of happier times, her palate now sterile from years of affliction. She wonders if Chi, the stray cat, is sunning himself on water-stained steps like her, his breathing shallow, labored. Kang Ling offers her jasmine tea in a delicate speckled blue cup. She accepts anxiously, refusing to acknowledge tangled knots in her stomach. Raw from treatment, eager for solace, feeling the jagged splinters underneath brittle feet, her toes curl. She attempts to distract herself from her persistent discomfort. Kayling's soft voice resonates through the kitchen window, imploring her to wake up. The sound of utensils echoing becomes muted. Her dream becomes foggy, dispersed. Her chopsticks drop, spilling mustard sauce on the wooden slats, tear-stained from rain. Her teacup shatters, sprinkling tea leaves on her broken sandal. Startled, the sandpiper takes flight, gliding into the sunset. Its shriek abruptly shattering silence, Kayling drops his wooden spoon, his attention diverted by the perfect V formation in the horizon.